Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King is probably the most famous person associated with the civil rights movement. Martin Luther King was born in Atlanta, Georgia, on January 15, 1929. His father was pastor of a Baptist church, his mother a schoolteacher. Originally named Michael, he was renamed Martin when he was about 6 years old. King entered Morehouse College in 1944. He graduated from Morehouse College with a Bachelor of Arts degree in sociology in 1948. Later, he graduated from Crozer Theological Seminary in Chester, Pennsylvania, with a Bachelor of Divinity degree in 1951. In 1955, he received his PhD in systematic theology from Boston University. He married Coretta Scott on June 18, 1953. King and Scott had four children. All four children have followed their father's footsteps as civil rights activists. King first achieved national renown when he helped mobilize the black boycott of the Montgomery bus system in 1955. The boycott was organized after Rosa Parks, a black woman, refused to give up her seat on the bus to a white man, as local custom dictated. In the segregated South, black people were only permitted to sit at the back of the bus. The 382-day boycott led the bus company to change its regulations, and the Supreme Court declared such segregation unconstitutional. He advocated non-violent direct action, modelled on the methods of Mahatma Gandhi, who led the protest that culminated in India's independence in 1947. In 1963, King led mass protests against discriminatory practices in Birmingham, Alabama, a city with a dubious reputation because of the violent resistance of its white population to desegregation. King was arrested and jailed for his part in the protests. Upon his release, he participated in the enormous Civil Rights March on Washington of August 1963. At this huge demonstration, King delivered his famous "I Have a Dream" speech, where he foresaw a day that the promise of freedom and equality for all would become a reality in America. In 1964, he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. King organized and led marches for blacks' right to vote, desegregation, labor rights, and other basic civil rights. Most of these rights were successfully enacted into United States law with the passage of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Starting in 1965, King began to express doubts about the United States' role in the Vietnam War. On April 4, 1967, exactly 1 year before his death, King spoke out strongly against the US's role in the war, insisting that the US was in Vietnam to occupy it as an American colony, and calling the US government the greatest purveyor of violence in the world today. On April 3, 1968, King prophetically told a euphoric crowd, "It really doesn't matter what happens now." Some began to talk about the threats that were out, or what would happen to me from some of our sick white brothers. "Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man." The following day, Martin Luther King was killed by a sniper's bullet while standing on the balcony of the motel where he was staying. His death was followed by rioting in 125 cities. On 10th of March 1969, James Earl Ray pleaded guilty to the murder and was sentenced to 99 years in prison. Some have speculated that Ray had been used as a patsy. Some of the claims used to support this assertion are: Ray was a small-time thief and burglar and had no record of committing violent crimes with a weapon. The weapon that Ray is believed to have used in the assassination had only two of Ray's fingerprints on it. According to several fellow prison inmates, Ray had never expressed any political or racial opinions of any kind. The rooming house bathroom, from which Ray is said to have fired the fatal shots, did not have any of his fingerprints at all. In 1977, King was posthumously awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by Jimmy Carter. He is considered a peacemaker and hero by many people around the world. Martin Luther King Day was established in his honour. Famous quotes by Martin Luther King: If a man has not discovered something that he will die for, he isn't fit to live. Nonviolence is the answer to the crucial political and moral questions of our time. Communism forgets that life is individual. Capitalism forgets that life is social. The kingdom of brotherhood is found neither in the thesis of communism nor the antithesis of capitalism, but in a higher synthesis. It is found in a higher synthesis that combines the truths of both. The problem of racism, the problem of exploitation, and the problem of war are all tied together. These are the triple evils that are interrelated. One has not only a legal but a moral responsibility to obey just laws. Conversely, one has a moral responsibility to disobey unjust laws. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the colour of their skin, but by the content of their character.